listening to Mountain Money on KPCW. I'm Renee Bodley-Miller here with Roger Goldman. Well, the second week in November brings not only the end of weeks and weeks of campaign ads, but it's also the culmination of an important time for Park City's nonprofits. Live PC, Give PC is this Friday, November 9th. It's the time when charities in our area ask you to support them by giving a donation. No matter how big or small, every bit helps. It's a great time for our community, and it's really heartwarming to see how many people give to our nonprofits. But a new study shows fewer than 1 in 5 adult Americans say they highly trust charities. That's according to a new study by the Better Business Bureau's Give.org. So we wanted to look into this. Joining us this morning is Jane Driggs. She's the president and CEO of Salt Lake's Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Jane, and we so appreciate you being here.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
First, we got to talk about that stat. 19% of the 2,100 adults surveyed say they highly trust charities. Did that small number surprise you?
That is really sad. But you know, the funny thing about that is that the charitable sector is the most trusted institution in the U.S. So what does that say?
Not much.
Not so much about who we trust. So that's good for charities.
But that's a highly trust category.
Right.
So there was a larger number of people who said they do trust charities, but it was just when it came to that highly trust category, which I guess would be the charity people we give money to.
Correct.
And just to give us some perspective, do you have off the top of your head any rankings of other institutions that have a highly trusted number?
I don't have that. Sorry.
I'm sure somehow I would think Congress falls in a far lower position, but that's just a guess on my part.
I'm guessing that as well, right?
Why is this study part of the Better Business Bureau's mission? How does this fit into what you do?
So actually, charities are a very big part of our mission, and so helping those charities to find ways to connect with donors is really important, and giving consumers the information that they need to make wise giving decisions is really important. We want their money that they're working so hard to make to go to the cause that they want to and actually fund what they want it to fund.
So how can a charity prove to the people who are giving them money that they are trustworthy?
You know, the great thing about this is they have to file tax forms. And in those tax forms, it shows you exactly how much money goes to programs. And so all you have to do is ask for that dollar amount, or you can look it up online.
And we have to post those tax forms on our website, right? The Form 990, if you're a 501c3, you have to have that on your website. So anybody can look that up. If you go to your charity's website, you should be able to see under a financial reports tab or something like that, there should be a Form 990.
Yeah, and on that form, it says programs, how much money that you're actually put to the program. So you can actually physically look at that.
Another thing that this report showed was that minorities and younger generations are particularly vulnerable because they're more likely to rely heavily on engaging stories and perceived sincerity and passion in a charity's appeal. So it's more than just putting the numbers out there. You really have to tell your charity's story.
Right. That's really important for charities to know, is that they need to sell their story. That unfortunately with charities, there's so many that you have to sell your story to make sure that you are getting the people that you want to get. And a lot of that is an emotional appeal. Sometimes it's somebody you know who is going through whatever the charity is supporting, leukemia, cancer, yeah. Refugees. You have to actually know as a charity what to say to those donors, and that's so important, and it's so hard to do.
To go back to the lack of trust issue for just a second, does the survey give us any information about why the levels of trust are where they are? What is it that makes people concerned about the institutions?
I think part of it is what people read. Unfortunately, you know, if you look back in the news over the past 5 or 10 years, the Red Cross has had some issues. Mm-hmm. The larger charities have pretty much everybody's had an issue. And so the survey actually showed that local, smaller charities
If only
Live
we
PC,
knew some of those.
Give PC. that they actually are more trusted. And I think part of that is because people actually know them. You know, they've heard about them. They've seen the good work in their community. They actually know what they're supporting. And that's really important.
So at the BBB, what's the most popular questions that you get about nonprofits and charities, or most prevalent complaints?
So the question that we get most often is it a legitimate charity?
Right.
Is it real? Mm-hmm. And with Facebook and Instagram and all the other social medias, there's a lot of charities out there who do promote themselves, and unfortunately they don't give very much to their programs. We have one that we did a report on about a year ago, and they gave 15%. 15%! I mean, that's crazy that they would give 15%, only 15%. And so it's really important, 5 minutes. That's all it takes to research a charity, to find out what you need to know. 5 minutes. Just spend it to make sure your dollars go to somewhere good.
My favorite statistic that I saw from the report was that 11% of donors expressed a desire to be approached more by charities. They must not have the same kind of cell phone usage that I do, because mine rings all the time with people asking me for money. Why do you think that was a really interesting issue? What do you think's behind that?
Well, it was the younger generation. It wasn't the older generation, which I thought was interesting. It was the younger generation, and I think they just want to know about good causes. Their favorites were international and environmental, which I thought was really interesting. And so I think they just want to know about it, and they want to learn about it, and then they'll think about giving, although a lot of them said, I may not be increasing the amount I give.
Interesting. And they also want it to be easy, right? They don't want it. You said it just takes a couple of minutes, but according to this report, they want it to be fast. They want to know who they can trust. They want to give their money, and they want to give it quickly.
Right. That's why texting to give money is so popular, because you text that number, you've just given $10. It makes it really fast and easy. And I think that's why the charities who do those types of things are getting more money.
To what extent does the survey or other information you have suggest that charitable giving is getting more closely tied to personal involvement in the charity itself, as opposed to simply writing a check and walking away?
I don't know that I have anything to back that up, but the study says that the younger generation wants to be more involved in social giving, like Tom's Shoes, or, you know, buy one, get one, that kind of thing. I can't remember what the word is.
Or like the sock manufacturer who gives one to charity for every product.
Right, they want to buy things from corporations that give to some cause.
That are socially responsible.
Right, socially responsible.
Wow. And ethical. That's a big thing with millennials,
yes,
right?
Yes, very ethical.
Wow. So with your time at the BBB, have you seen an increase in the number of nonprofits in Utah and the Salt Lake area and Park City area?
Yes, it's definitely increased over the years.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think people want to give, and then they think, I can do this. I can make a difference and start a charity and give money. Some of them make it, and some of them don't.
There are some charities that we're seeing in the Park City area, like PC Tots, that have identified a need in the community. There's something that's not being done. There is a population there that can't afford childcare. And so a nonprofit is formed, and that need is filled. And it makes me wonder if sometimes where there's a gap between what government can provide and what corporations and commercial businesses can provide, that's where nonprofits fill this gap, and that seems to be an increasing gap.
That's definitely exactly where charity started. They were filling the gaps, and they continue to fill the gaps. Because there's so many people out there who are in need, unfortunately, the charities really do take up the slack, and without them, I can't imagine what it would be like. So I encourage people to give on Friday.
You know, Live PC, Give PC is a pretty big deal in this town. A lot of people get involved in a lot of ways. Some people in the studio, I've been known to stand on street corners waving signs.
Oh, we'll be out there on Friday morning.
And I guess my question is, and we get a significant percentage of the town actually gets involved. Is this unusual in Utah as a whole? Where does Live PC, Give PC fit in the sort of landscape of Utah charitable giving?
So Live PC... Give PC actually, I think, grew out of the Giving Tuesday. And so when Giving Tuesday came about, people really started to think about charitable giving at that time of year. I mean, people already give at the end of the year, but Live PC, Give PC really came about because they wanted a day to just focus on Park City so that Park City could get those monies and help their residents.
And I have some stats here about Live PC, Give PC from their website. $7.9 million raised in 7 years, more than 100 local nonprofits supported, more than 5,000 participating donors. And just from last year, on November 10th, 2017, we raised over $2 million in 24 hours. That's incredible. 107 nonprofits participated, more than 4,000 donors, over 30 sponsors. That's a big deal.
Well, 4,000 donors in a community of this size is a pretty extraordinary percentage.
Yeah.
And Giving Tuesday was what was Giving Tuesday?
Giving Tuesday was started by a guy, actually, and it was started because he wanted charities to actually think about how to get donations from those who don't donate. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you have to think, when I think about charitable donations before I started with the Better Business Bureau, it was those large donors who give millions. But it's not. It's the people who give $5. It's the people who give $10 a month. It's a big deal.
Giving Tuesday was started in 2012 by the 92nd Street Y and United Nations Foundation as a response to commercialization and consumerism in the post-Thanksgiving season. So we have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday.
Yep, Small Business Saturday.
Oh, Small Business Saturday.
Yep,
you're right. Forgot about
there.
Those.
Yep.
That's nice. It's nice to put out that message of charity in a time where people are buying like crazy.
Yeah, and I think that was part of the reason why they did it when they did it, was you're buying, and then it's time to give.
And now you're seeing a lot of people saying, don't give me a birthday present. Instead, give to this charity.
Yep.
Don't give me a Christmas present. Instead, give to this charity. Don't buy us a wedding gift. Instead, give to this charity. It's a neat trend that we're seeing.
It is a neat trend. And I think, you know, the more we do it, the more people are helped. The more people that won't need to be out on the street asking for help.
I have to ask this question, given my background as a fraud lawyer.
Oh!
What have we seen that's ugly and unpleasant in terms of charitable scandals within in the last few years that you can comment on?
There's been a couple of them. The one that I think is atrocious here in Utah is a company called Friends of MS. And it's appalling how little they actually give to MS. And there's been a couple other ones that have been national charities. One that had a location here had something to do with breast cancer. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. But I don't like it when they're taking money that could legitimately go to a charity who would help.
And is there a watch list, or do you have something similar to that on the websites that when I go there, I can see who I should be watching out for as a charitable?
We have, when you look up, it will tell you whether or not they meet the standards.
Okay.
So it's a couple minutes to look it up.
So what will we see in this give.org donor trust report?
It's this huge packet of a whole bunch of statistics. There's a little summary at the beginning, which is probably the best thing to read. But if you're interested in donating, in Park City here, Friday's the day. And, you know, it only takes a minute. Give some money.
Thank you very much. We've been talking to
You're
Jane
welcome.
Driggs, the president of the Better Business Bureau of the Salt Lake Valley. And what's the website that we should go to find this report?
It's just bbb.org.
Great. Thank you very much. Mountain Money will be right back.